We anticipate probably 900 registered walkers by the time we get to event day. Plus, we have all the volunteers who are there to support the event, the check-in folks, the route marshals, you know, all that. So it's a lot of people. It's a full park. So definitely plan for parking ahead. We do direct everybody, to all walkers, to park in that Sophia Street, Wolf Street parking garage. Remember that that is $2 for the first 3 hours, and that they don't take cash. So remember those things. You have to have a credit card.
Yeah.
We have designated parking elsewhere for our volunteers and whatnot. But we really encourage everybody to carpool, you know, to reduce the number of cars. And it's a great event for that because so many of us are signed up to walk in teams with our churches, with our Rotary groups, with our book clubs, you know, whatever your team is. So get together with your team folks, plan to carpool down to the event, please, just to help with the parking challenges of downtown. And then on event day, once you're parked, check-in begins at 4:00. And we got a big check-in team so that we can move people through check-in quickly.
It was very fast last year, I remember.
Yeah, we learn every year a little bit more about how to make check-in go well. And when you check in, too, is when you can pick up your this year's coldest night of the year beanie, if you've earned it. So every walker who raises $150 or more, of course, earns themselves a coldest night of the year beanie. That number is $75 for kids, people under the age of 18.
It's a colorful beanie. Not everybody. I like it a lot.
Well, it is very, very ostentatious this year. Maybe that's the word for it. And this is radio, so why am I holding it and showing it to you? But
it is. We've put pictures up of it. It's great. I like the colors and.
Yeah, go to our Coldest Night page or go to our Facebook page and you can see pictures of it so that you'll know what you're earning as you're fundraising. It's got a jaunty little pom pom on top and it's real colorful. So during check-in, you'll pick up your beanie. If you're a team captain, you'll get your team name signed so that you can attract the rest of your team to you and march together. And then at this year's event, we are trying out a new thing. We have face painting. We have like 6 face painters to help it move quickly. So kids and adults alike come to face painting. We've also got what we've had in years past where you can make your own cardboard sign to carry. So visit us there. Visit us at the MICA info table if you just want to learn more about MICA or learn about our 20-year celebration. This is MICA's 20th anniversary year. It's been 20 years since we were founded. So this event, too, is pretty cool in that it just culminates in a celebration of 20 years of MICA's work in the community. And, I mean, there's kind of no better way to celebrate 20 years of MICA than to be at Riverfront Park with 900 other people who are excited about MICA. This is a walk. It is not a run. It is not a timed race. We're not stopping traffic. It's about walking safely on the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's an experience. You know, it's nighttime in February. It's going to be chilly. So the idea is you're walking the 5K and you're thinking like, what would it be like if I had to sleep outside in these conditions tonight? What would it be like if I didn't know where I was going to sleep tonight? And so many people walk with their teams and have really good conversation during the 5K. So it's not about time. You know, it's about community. It's about relationships. It's about experience. And our 5K course is charted to go past each and every one of our founding MICA churches. So we have the 9 MICA churches, and each church will have a little camping tent with a lantern as a designator so that you know when you're walking by one of our founding churches. And for those who are doing the 5K, the rest stop is, again, this year at Christ Lutheran Church. So if you need a break, if you need a bathroom break, if you just need a little snack, stop at Christ Lutheran. We'll have some dancing dinosaurs and some dancing penguins at Christ Lutheran again this year. Last year I heard the rest stop was a party stop, so I think it's going to be party stop again this year.
That's the thing about this event. It's a fun event.
Yeah.
It really is. You just hear a lot of laughter and a lot of talking, and it's unlike any other event.
Yeah, and it's so Mica. You know, we didn't invent Coldest Night of the Year, but we grabbed onto it, and we love it because it's about community. It's about relationships, and it's about coming together to support what we all care about, and that's that nobody should have to sleep outside. So Fredericksburg loves Coldest Night of the Year, for sure.
Well, and it just, for you all, it just has to be, just to see all those people, to see all the people that are willing on a cold Saturday night to give up a few hours to do it. And it's not a long event either, mm-hmm. so you still have a Saturday night ahead of you, but to see that the community, both financially and time-wise, are really behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And in going into some of the things that we continue to talk about, whether it's the Jeremiah Project or Hesed House or just a lot of the things that you do, you sort of look at who's out there and you say that's why these projects and others are able to go forward, because people do believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, this. And I think you and I were talking about this the other day that I feel like everything Mica has done has started with this little mustard seed of an idea, mm-hmm. that a lot of times people are like, is that really going to grow? Is that really going to become anything? And sometimes we don't know, and sometimes some of our ideas aren't great ideas. But a lot of what people see today are the things that we have just nurtured over the years and people have rallied around, and it's that long, steady, as we say, slow work of God that really gets us to this place where these sometimes wild ideas really become something beautiful. And Coldest Night is an example. Jeremiah Community's example. Mica itself is an example.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people
later, yeah.
20 years ago that said, you are working with the people that can't be helped. And we show people time and time again that this is a community that's worth flourishing.